news and information leader. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Well, good evening and welcome, everyone. Nate Lull with you live tonight from BG. It's the second round of the Section 4 Class C girls sectional bracket as number 4 BG hosts number 5 Newark Valley. And a special guest with us tonight, straight from football season to basketball, Tim Cutting on the call tonight. Tim, glad to have you.
Yeah, it's taken a while to get back here, but I definitely got back for one round ball game this year.
Well, I'm glad we, you know, were able to work it out. We've had some different color guys on, and always just great working with you. It's smooth, it's easy, and boy, football seems so long ago, but also like it was just yesterday.
Yeah, it's unbelievable that, you know, we're at the end of February, basically, and, you know, we're going to be into, you know, the quarterfinals and semis and all that stuff here pretty quick, and then states, and then we're going to be starting baseball. I mean, I can't believe how quickly it's beginning, but for those Major League Baseball fans out there, it's not far away.
Exactly. I want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. Butler has over 150 vehicles at two locations, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Kmart Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. You can apply for credit online anytime at butlerautosales.com. So both teams coming into tonight's contest, into the second round. If they win tonight, they would be advancing to next Tuesday's semifinals, which are at SUNY Cortland. So, and for BG, if they could win tonight, potentially looming is a rematch in the semifinals against one seed Unitigo. Unitigo is hosting Odessa Montour tonight. That would be a rematch of the MAC championship, which was last Friday. And when those two have gotten together this year, BG and Unitigo, it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, they definitely have put on a good show for everybody this year. You know, I mean, both teams are, you know, Unitigo the last couple of years has just gotten so much better. You know, they're young and they've got a great style of basketball. Bobby Z's got them playing really good basketball. And you come down here to Bainbridge and you got Bob Conway, and he's got such a tradition here. And they just do it over and over and over again. And it just seems like it's a factory down here. They just keep getting these kids that, you know, that know how to play this game the way Bob Conway wants it to play.
BG is the 4 seed. They came in off a big win in the first round here at BG against Oxford. And Newark Valley was able to take down Walton in the first round. Now, Walton had to go on the road. They were at Newark Valley. They were up by 3 at halftime. Newark Valley pulled away in the second half to win that game 66-46. And I think the big thing to know from talking to Coach Conway and talking to my contacts in the IAC is Newark Valley has size, probably a lot more size than you're going to see on any Class C girls basketball team. 3 girls that are over 6 foot tall. And as Coach Conway likes to joke with us here on CDO, that BG's team is height challenged. So that could be one of the big things here tonight. BG's giving up a lot of size. They're going to have to rebound well. And I wonder how much the guards are going to try to get out and run and gun to see what they can do against the bigger size of Newark Valley.
Well, you know how you counteract big rebounders, don't you, Nate?
How would that be?
Don't miss.
Yeah. Well, that could be in the plan as well.
And so, I'll tell you, I've seen BG shoot. And they get to those points where they don't miss a lot of baskets, you know? And, I mean, if that's how, you know, they're going to get their shots throughout their offense, I'm sure. And they're going to take good shots, and they're going to wait till they get the shot. I've been watching a couple of the drills that they were doing. They're not afraid to make the extra pass to get that ball to the wide-open person.
Some other ball games that are happening tonight that we'll be keeping an eye on here. It's a big night for girls. Up in Class B, you have Oneonta hosting Whitney Point, so that's a B game. And then in the C bracket, it's Odessa Montour at Unitigo. It's Delhi out at Watkins Glen, so we'll be keeping an eye on that. And then in D, it's Cherry Valley Springfield at South Courtright. Gilboa's at Downsville. Marathon's at Stanford. Hunter Tannersville's at Franklin. So if you're a fan of one of those teams, we'll be trying to update you not only on the radio, but on Twitter as well. We're going to pause here on the Butler Auto pregame show, and we'll have the national anthem. We'll have the starting lineups. When we come back, we'll be tipping off in the second round of the Section 4 Class C Girls Tournament here tonight. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be back on WCDO.
Butler Auto Sales in Sydney is growing, so we've increased inventory, service appointments, and our rental fleet to meet demand in 2019. We have two lots packed with over 150 vehicles. We're confident you'll find what you're looking for. Whether it's a heavy-duty truck or a fuel-efficient hybrid, Butler Auto Sales will get you financed. Our wide range of financing plans fit all budgets and all credit situations, and you can even apply online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. We've also added techs to our top-notch service department. Snow tires, alignments, brakes, shocks, any repair at all. Butler is prepared to take care of it in a timely manner. Call 563-1522 for an appointment. And if you need a rental, we've expanded our clean, late-model rental fleet. Our rentals are just $35 a day with unlimited mileage. Let's face it, folks, no one has an inventory like Butler Auto Sales. So stop by Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. Check out our huge inventory online at butlerautosales.com.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Lowell, Tim Cutting with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream, as always, is brought to you by SFCU. Big crowd here tonight, Tim, for Newark Valley and BG. Let's get you the starting lineups first for visiting Newark Valley and head coach Greg Schweiger. No seniors in this starting lineup. Sophomore number 0, McKenna Nekadovich. They have sophomore number 3, Allie Wendell. They have sophomore number 11, Brianna Beebe. Junior number 20, Kendra Morris. And freshman number 50, Gracie Gardner. So a lot of size and a lot of youth here for Newark Valley. On the other side for BG and longtime head coach Bob Conway, they are without Macy Leisure tonight. We have not seen her play since the MAC championship game went down with an injury. Still don't know the full extent of that injury, but not dressed, not in the lineup tonight. They start with senior, the leader, number 11, Abby Selfridge. Her sister, sophomore number 12, Erica Selfridge. Sophomore, called up from JV late in the season, has made a big impact. Number 14, Ashley Matthews. Junior, number 22, Bailey Hart. And senior, number 23, Corey Thornton. So without Leisure, I think Thornton, and especially Erica Selfridge, the guards are going to have to step up on the outside. Always tough when you have an injury late in the season to a starter like that.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, but like I said before at the beginning, you know, it seems like these kids just keep coming from the wherever they're coming from. I'm not really sure, but they just keep coming, and they've got a deep bench. And these kids are – I played with these starters, and there's somebody there to take over for Macy, and I'm sure that we'll see a number of people in that role tonight.
Newark Valley comes in with a record of 16-3. As I said, they're from the IAC, a 5 seed. Bainbridge-Guilford is 17-2 from the MAC. They are the 4 seed. Winner tonight will go on to take the winner of Unitego and Odessa Montour. Unitego is the 1 seed. Odessa Montour is the 9 seed. And again, that game will be at SUNY Cortland on Tuesday the 26th. The time is still to be announced on that ball game.
You know, the one thing I did want to say, because you did mention the fact of the IAC, the one thing that I have known in the last few years of watching high school basketball, and anytime you get to sectional play, the IAC gets after you defensively. They will get right up in your face and bother you the entire game.
Newark Valley, the Cardinals are in their red uniforms, the white and the black trim. So there's Newark Valley in white lettering across the front of the chest. BG's in the home whites with the navy blue trim, says Bobcats, in navy blue lettering across the front of the uniform. Newark Valley's going to win the tip. They try to take it right to the rim. They'll put it up and in with number 50, Gracie Gardner, putting it home on a rebound. And it's 2-0 Newark Valley.
One quick shot and a real little rebound and put back by the number 50.
Here are the Bobcats to the top of the key for Corey Thornton. Settling in on offense. They go to Ashley Matthews, now to Selfridge at the top of the key. Abigail will find Bailey Hart left side. Hart will look to go to the low post here for Abby Selfridge. Selfridge, a turnaround shot. She got it. The MAC MVP puts it home.
Nice shot. I'm glad you told me you made it. I missed it. So good shot right there.
Impressive stat on Abby. She has been MAC MVP 3 of the last 4 years. So all the way from freshman year to her senior year, 3 out of those 4, she was MAC MVP. Newark Valley right to the rim, left side for Nekadovich. And McKenna puts it in. So two quick baskets for Newark Valley. They lead 4-2.
Nice little two-person game up at the top of the key there and shook it all the way to the hole.
Selfridge to the right side of the floor. Brings it up here for Bainbridge-Guilford. Interested to see what Coach Conway has dialed up tonight. Left side for Bailey Hart. Now to Ashley Matthews. Into the corner for Corey Thornton. Pump fakes. Gets around. Fires up a short two and got it for Corey Thornton.
Real nice play right there. A little jump, little pump fake and baseline. Little jumper and good for two.
We're tied 4-4. BG and Newark Valley, second round of sectionals here tonight in Bainbridge. 6.5 to go, first quarter. Newark Valley with the ball. They go to the high post here for Gracie Gardner. Tries to fire one up. It's no good. Erica Selfridge crashes the boards and rips it down. Ahead, Erica finds Abby for a Selfridge connection. Now back up, Corey Thornton. Pump fakes on a three. Now she pulls the trigger for a two. Too strong. Selfridge with a rebound and will have a foul with 6:13 to go in the first quarter. We'll see who this one is on.
Looks like it's going to be on number 11 for Newark Valley. She was in place there, and just Abby came down on top of her. Got a good quick call right there.
Brianna Beebe whistled for the foul. Tough timing for her. She was just going for the rebound. They collided, and Beebe picks up the foul. So we're tied 4-4, 6:10 to go in the first quarter. Thanks for joining us tonight for our Butler Auto pregame show, and now into first quarter action. Good backdoor pass from Selfridge, finding Bailey Hart. Lost it for a quick second. Dishes one out for Abby Selfridge. 15 on the shot clock. Selfridge will pull it back up. Bainbridge looks like they want to slow the pace down here a little bit in the early going. Thornton will now go to Bailey Hart on the baseline. Pumps one down low. Right low block for Selfridge. Puts it up. Misses it. Rebound. And it's going to be a foul on Erica Selfridge on the rebound.
Yeah, she went over the top a little bit there and picked up the foul.
5:45 to go in the first quarter. And that's tough. You know, they're going to have to really do a good job boxing out here tonight with all the size that Newark Valley has. Scouting report wasn't wrong. They do have some tall girls. We're tied 4-4 with 5:40 to go in the first quarter. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you tonight on WCDO. Jim Tomeo's back in our Sydney Main Street studios. A steal now by BG as Newark Valley brought it into their own offensive zone. Corey Thornton came away with it. Selfridge glances up at the clock, crosses the Bobcat logo at midcourt.
Interesting little play right there. Thought we were going to have an offensive foul or a travel, but no call. But turnover still goes to BG.
Bobcats have it top of the key in their own offensive end for Thornton. 10 is on the shot clock. They go to Bailey Hart, left elbow. Now for Thornton, pump fakes, pulls up jumper, blocked out of bounds. 3 left on the shot clock.
Real quick little play. That same play, she just likes that little pump fake and then goes to the left baseline and tries to hit the little three-footer, but that was blocked out of bounds.
Erica Selfridge will do the inbound duties. We're tied 4-4, 5:05 to go first quarter. Erica will get it in. Corey Thornton with a long two right side. It's too strong. Rebound for Newark Valley as Allie Wendell pulls it down. And the Cardinals will work it back up the floor with Kendra Morris, the junior guard. Goes to the corner now for BB. Tries a three ball and got it. A long three there for BB. And Newark Valley leads 7-4.
And that was absolutely perfect. Just a nice little pass off to the right wing. And she was waiting for it. Caught it. Shot it. 3 points.
4:40 to go. First quarter. Looks like it's shaping up to be a good battle tonight. The Cardinals lead the Bobcats 7-4. Erica Selfridge dishes down low for Abby. And that one is partially blocked. And Newark Valley will come away with the ball. Wendell will bring it back up the floor.
And like I expected, Dave, Newark Valley plays man-to-man defense, and they are right all over everybody.
Nekadovich has it, wants to take it to the rim. A lot of contact, no call. Ball comes loose. Bobcats come away. There is Erica Selfridge across midcourt. Selfridge will go to Abby. Abby has it. We'll go to Corey Thornton at the top of the key. 20 on the shot clock. Back for Erica in front of the Newark Valley bench. Back for Abigail Selfridge. Far side, Bailey Hart. 10 on the shot clock. Running through the paces on the offense. They go to Ashley Matthews. Picks up her dribble. Goes to Corey Thornton. 5 on the shot clock. Now for Erica. Pumps it into the inside here for Abby Selfridge. Lost control of it. No call. Refs are really letting them play here. Ball is out of bounds. Last touch by Newark Valley on that rebound, so it stays with BG.
Wow, they are really letting them play. Like you said, Nate, there's some serious contact going on, and it's definitely not getting called early.
3:45 to go in the first quarter. BG's going to go to the bench, and Taylor Parsons will come in, the sophomore, who they pulled up late in the season. So 7-4, Newark Valley on top of BG, second round of the Section 4 Class C Girls Sectional Tournament.
Good thing for BG on that play because the shot clock was going down to zero, and they hadn't taken a shot, and they lost the ball. And then Newark Valley lost the ball right back, so BG gets a new shot clock.
Looks very deliberate here by the Bobcats, I would say, that early in the shot clock, they're not looking to shoot. They're really looking to work it to that last kind of option on their offense.
I think they just want to make sure they get the shot that they want. I mean, they're looking really to pass the ball a lot more than I think you're used to.
Parsons left side will now find Corey Thornton straight away. 3, got it. Corey Thornton with a big one there. She's got 5 points.
Nice little play off the pick, and good shot by Thornton.
We're tied 7-7 between Newark Valley and BG. Now a steal by Erica Selfridge on defense. Took it away from Nekodovich. Passes ahead for Abby. Abigail Selfridge in the paint. Will work it back out. Corey Thornton at the top of the key. Now back for Erica. So we come up on 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. We're knotted up at 7. Right side of the floor, Corey Thornton will now go to Abby. Abby steps back for a long 2. Died on the front of the rim. Not enough mustard on that one, and a rebound for the Cardinals. Quickly back up the floor for Nekodovich. Feeds one into the corner for BB for 3. Off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound for the freshman, Gracie Gardner. Her shot won't go. Hot potato underneath the basket now. Both teams wrestling, scrambling. Cardinals come away. Nekodovich straight away 3. Got it.
Ball bouncing around. Got out to the top of the key. And Nekodovich hit it. 3 points and a 10-7 lead.
So the Cardinals, as Tim said, lead the Bobcats 10-7. 2:25 to go first quarter. Passing down low for Erica Selfridge, and she's fouled as she goes up for a right-handed layup. Believe the foul is going to be on Kendra Morris here for Newark Valley.
What a great cut by Selfridge right there to get to the ball, and then I thought she was going to have a 3-point play, but the ball just ran out of the rim.
And so Selfridge will head to the line for Bainbridge-Guilford, and a little bit of a different look here without Macy Liger again, who was the junior guard who went down in the MAC championship and has not played since. So Coach Conway, next man up. And Erica hits the first foul shot here for her first point for the night. Newark Valley 10, BG 8.
And I know he has confidence in his bench to be able to do that. You know, that's a great thing as a coach to have people you can go to when times are tough.
Selfridge settling in for her second shot here with 2:22 to go first quarter. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com, all courtesy of SFCU. Selfridge goes 2 for 2, and looks like one of those nights where foul shooting is going to be very critical, Tim.
Yeah, definitely going to be, when you get to the line, you want to make sure you hit a high percentage of them because it could be a difference maker.
Newark Valley 10, BG 9. Second round of the girls' sectional tournament here in Section 4, Class C. Here is BB with a pump fake, wants to take it to the rim, and it's no good. Did everything but finish there for the Cardinals. Rebound for Erica Selfridge. Back across midcourt. Selfridge, top of the key. Got stuck in a tough spot. Instead, dishes for Corey Thornton. A 3-ball won't go. Rebound underneath, and we'll have a jump ball as Selfridge got tied up there with Allie Wendell of Newark Valley.
Yeah, you talk about simultaneous possession right there. They both went up and grabbed it. Great call by the official.
1:50 to go, first quarter. Newark Valley clinging to a 10-9 lead. BG trying to answer, and they'll get an inbounds pass to Abigail Selfridge. She's fouled and will head to the line.
You know, the one thing about the Selfridge girls that I've noticed that they do very, very well, they use their body. When they get the ball, because of their undersize, they use their body very well to keep that bigger player away.
That's the third foul on Newark Valley as Selfridge hits the first shot at the line. So Abby now with 3 points. And I believe that foul was on Wendell for Newark Valley. Actually, no, they're going to give it to Hannah Ferguson, who's into the game, her first, team's third. Selfridge goes 1 out of 2, and we're tied up at 10. With a minute 45 to go in the first quarter, Long pass ahead for Wendell. She's on the baseline, lost control, works it back out. Cardinals for three, and they'll hit one on the far side. Knocked in by Hannah Ferguson, her first basket off the bench.
They're doing pretty good. They get the ball down inside, and they're not afraid to kick it out to the outside, and those girls are knocking it down right now.
Newark Valley 13, BG 10, with a minute 25 to go first quarter. Parsons left side will now go to Izzy Decker. Decker, top of the key, will go to Erica Selfridge. Spin move, and she gets the shot off, but it won't go, and she'll head to the line. Fourth foul here on Newark Valley. BG having some success going to the bucket. We'll see who it's on.
And I think that's part of the game plan, is to try to get those big girls from Newark Valley in foul trouble. Thing is they've got 15 fouls to give because there's a couple really big girls under there.
Erica Selfridge to the line. Her first shot is good. She has 3 points, and it's 13-11. So the second foul shot coming here for Erica. Trying to cut this back to a one-point game. Second shot for Erica, rims out. So it remains a two-point game, 13-11, as we come up on a minute 10 to go first quarter. Cardinals in transition, and they'll work one back outside for Taylor Benjamin. Benjamin reverses far side, and the shot from BB is short. Rebound for the Cardinals, then taken away here by Ashley Matthews. Good defense by Taylor Parsons as well.
Taylor Parsons with a nice little hand right there and knocked it away and got the steal.
Here is Decker on the left side. We'll find Erica Selfridge at the top of the key. 50 seconds to go first quarter. Bobcats trail by a deuce. 15 on the shot clock. Here is Abigail Selfridge. Finds Erica. Lost it. Ball is loose on the ground. Both teams scrambling for it at midcourt. Officials let it go. I think both teams could have been whistled on a foul there.
Yeah, I'm telling you, this is getting pretty interesting. Both coaches are looking for some foul calls, and they're not happening. And when they do get called, it's like they're not the big foul. Those are some really big contacts and no calls.
So BG will hold on to the possession, I should say, at midcourt. So basically, they just called that one out of bounds.
Yeah.
8 seconds left on the shot clock, 39 on the game clock. 13-11 is the score. Newark Valley on top of BG. Both teams running through the bench here so far.
And no possession change, so the clock. Oh, no, they did just reset it.
Okay. Because
they did say possession went back to the other school.
So BG will get a fresh 30 to work with, about a 5-second difference, or more like 10 seconds, I should say, between shot clock and game clock. So they can work it down here if they wish. Ashley Matthews, left side, will skip it across for Decker on the right side. Now back for Erica Selfridge. Nice pass down low for Matthews, who finishes. Good backdoor look.
Real nice pass, big cut by the number 14, and got the bucket.
Ashley Matthews, number 14, finishes. We're tied up 13-13, 10 seconds left first quarter. Newark Valley with the ball. They want to take it to the rim, and this one hits the rim 3 times, won't go down. They get their own rebound and slash it up and in. Bucket there by the Cardinals as time runs out. Hannah Ferguson gets the basket, and one quarter in the books. It's physical, it's fast, and it's fun. Newark Valley leads BG 15-13. We'll be back on WCDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. Started the second quarter here in Bainbridge. A physical first quarter here between the Bobcats and the Cardinals. Newark Valley leads 15-13. Officials are going to let them play. You know, both Coach Conway for BG and Coach Schweiger for Newark Valley have kind of thrown their hands up at times.
Yeah, and they are talking to the officials too, because it is definitely something. If they don't get it in control here quickly, it could get pretty nasty.
So start of the second quarter, Newark Valley will have the ball in a two-point lead. Newark Valley's in the red uniforms tonight, the black and the white trim. They go left to right. BG's in the home whites with the navy blue trim. Looks like it's going to be a great matchup here tonight, so thanks for taking some time listening in here tonight on WCDO. Left side of the floor, a three ball for Newark Valley is off the mark. They do get the rebound. Turnaround shot here for Elizabeth Ferguson is no good. Ball out of bounds off that miss, and it goes back to BG. So, again, the Cardinals with three girls that are over 6 foot tall. It's been tough on the boards for BG.
It definitely is, and I'll tell you what, they're with BG playing the zone, it's hard to find that person that you need to box out, but BG's going to have to find a way.
Newark Valley coming with some full-court pressure, and they are really keying on Abigail Selfridge. Bobcats go left side of the floor now for Corey Thornton. Thornton for Erica Selfridge will find Abby on the baseline left side. Abigail Selfridge at the left low block. Picks up her dribble, goes back to Erica. Pull-up jumper for her. Jams off the back of the rim, won't go down. A rebound for Newark Valley, and we'll have a jump ball. Possession arrow will keep it with the Bobcats.
The Bobcats get a nice little return of the ball possession right there, so they'll take it out underneath their own basket.
Early second quarter. BG trying to tie it up. Abby Selfridge is fouled underneath at the right low block. And I agree, Tim. I think part of the game plan is try to use Abby and her intelligence down low to draw some fouls. And, you know, she just, like you said earlier, controls her body so well.
Yeah, she does. She definitely does. And then she goes to the line and she knocks down, you know, 70% of them or 80% of them. We'll see what she does tonight.
Selfridge, first shot is up and good. So Abby Selfridge now with 4 points. And Selfridge is well over an 80% foul shooter on the season. We do have our stat list here, so we'll double-check that as well.
Good guess, huh?
Yeah, it was. Talked about that a lot during the MAC championship game. See, that's the broadcaster's curse. We just jinxed her. She missed the second one. And it's 15-14. Newark Valley ahead by a single point. We're a minute into the second quarter here tonight in Bainbridge. Wendell will get it back to the top of the key for Kendra Morris. Morris into the corner. A three ball from Newark Valley. Taylor Benjamin's shot is off the mark, but the Cardinals are crashing the boards hard. Morris comes out of it. Newark Valley will travel now as they get it to Nekadovich at the high post. BG will get it back, and Newark Valley not pleased with it.
They've been getting the ball there all the time, and they have been having success getting the ball to the wing and getting a shot, but that time she traveled.
BG gets it in. They go to Abigail Selfridge, crosses midcourt. Selfridge back up towards the Bobcat logo. We'll leave it off for Corey Thornton. Thornton, backdoor pass, finds Selfridge, and she's fouled at the right low block with 6.5 to go. Selfridge will head to the line.
Nice little backdoor cut, like Nate said, and then great pass right on the hands of Selfridge, and she got hit going to the hole.
Taylor Benjamin is whistled for the foul, so that's two fouls against Newark Valley here in the first minute and a half of the second quarter. Weird tonight here, Tim, to think that this is the last home game, no matter what, in her basketball career for Abby Selfridge. Last time we'll see her on this floor, she makes the first shot. I mean, she's just been a staple in this community, whether you're talking volleyball or basketball, for the last 5 years.
Yeah, and we're sitting right across from the two state champion volleyball banners.
Yeah, so she's done a lot in her career. She goes 2 for 2 here. She's got 6 points, and BG takes the lead 16-15. 6.5 to go in the second quarter. We are keeping an eye on the out-of-town scoreboard as well. I think this game got started just a touch early, so those other games are a little far behind. Straight away, 3 for Nekadovich is off the mark for the Cardinals. BG with a rebound. Selfridge down the left side of the floor. It's a one-point lead for the Bobcats over the Cardinals, 16-15.
I'll tell you, wherever Abby goes, number 21 is right with her.
Selfridge, a turnaround shot, banks it off the glass. It's good, and she's fouled. Three-point play opportunity coming up for Selfridge.
Nice little post-up move by Abby. Ball to her right side, back to her left off the glass. Good for two, and we'll see what she gets with the harm.
Second foul on Kendra Morris. And that's three fouls on Newark Valley in the early going of the second quarter. I will say this. If they're going to play the foul game, it also appears that Newark Valley not afraid to use their bench, and their bench seems like they can come in and contribute as well.
Yeah, they definitely are moving people in and out of the game. Both teams are really going probably 8 deep, I would say,
yeah.
9 deep.
Selfridge goes 2 for 2. She's got 9 points. It's 19-15 with 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. Cardinals are in the backcourt, and here is Nekadovich with 5 points. We'll work it up the floor. You have Nekadovich and Ferguson both with 5 points apiece. Cardinals tied up at midcourt. They get out of it. Leave one off for Wendell. Her shot is off the mark, and Erica Selfridge rips down a rebound. Here comes BG back up the floor. And here is Abby, ahead for Taylor Parsons, who can't get the shot to go. And we'll have a foul on the rebound with 5:45 to go, second quarter. Actually, that was Bailey Hart who missed the shot, and then a foul is whistled on Taylor Parsons
real
on
nice,
the rebound.
Real nice play on the fast break to get her the ball up ahead, but then she missed the layup, but then the smallest girl on the floor gets the rebound and gets the foul.
BG leads 19-15, and boy, for the Bobcats, a team we've followed all season here on CDO, they've got some faces in the lineup that have not seen a ton of varsity minutes here, and now they're coming up in a big sectional game, so being counted on by Coach Conway. Nekodovich down the right side of the floor. We'll go to the high post here for the freshman, Gracie Gardner. Back out for BB. Her three is off the mark. Rebound, Wandell puts it up. Partially blocked. A rebound there off that miss. We'll have a jump ball. Keeps it with the Cardinals. Again, a lot of contact. Cardinals don't get the call, though.
Yeah, there is. I mean, they're really letting them play. I mean, I guess the referees came in tonight saying, okay, look, this is a sectional game. We're going to let these girls play, and they are.
Cardinals have it left side of the floor for Wandell. Now back into the corner here for Brianna Beebe. Beebe dishes down low. It's taken away by BG. And here comes Erica Selfridge out of the fray. Selfridge across midcourt. We'll feed one for Decker. Pull-up jumper for Decker is good.
It's a good thing she shot that as quickly as she did because double zero was there and almost blocked that, but good for 2 points.
Yeah, the six-footer Nekodovich was on her way out, but Decker swishes it in her face. BG leads 21-15. 5 minutes to go, second quarter. Nekodovich from downtown. It's well short. Decker with a rebound, and Decker will work it up the floor and gets across midway here for BG. Decker puts on the brakes. We'll now go back to Erica Selfridge. Selfridge right back to Decker, fires up a three. This one is well short. I'm sure Coach Conway will want that one back. Here comes Newark Valley.
Yep, that was somebody that hasn't seen a lot of time not knowing what shot was supposed to be played there, and she'll get talked to in a few minutes.
Cardinals have the ball at the top of the key for Nekodovich. She wants to step back. No, now goes to the high post for Gracie Gardner. Her shot is off the mark and a rebound for Erica Selfridge. Odessa Montour is leading Unitigo 8-7 in the waning parts of the first quarter. 4:15 to go in the second quarter. Right side now for Taylor Parsons. Parsons will get to the foul line. Leaves it for Decker. Doesn't pull the trigger. 10 on the shot clock now for Abigail Selfridge. The ball is in her hands. Let's see if she's aware. Selfridge will pull up, and this one is off the mark, out of bounds, and it's going to go back to Newark Valley. Selfridge, with time winding down, just kind of had to force it.
Yeah, she had to force it, but I want to tell you folks, she made an absolute incredible athletic play. The bounce pass that she was sent to her was not a very good one, and she kept her dribble and everything. Really nice job. I thought the ball was going to go out of bounds, but nope, she held on to it, but then she had to force the quick shot.
Timeout Cardinals will step away. BG leads 21-15. 3:55 to go, second quarter. We'll be back on CDO.
Matt's Auto of Otigo is proud to support local high school sports on WCDO. Matt's Auto is just outside of Otigo on County Road 7, a short drive from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto provides quality general service and repair. They can do it all. Oil changes, brakes, tires, tune-ups, suspension work, engine repair, and they offer computer diagnostic testing. Matt's Auto has been in business since 1994 and is a local shop you can trust. Call 988-9264. That's 988-9264. Or stop by on County Road 7. Just down from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto of Otigo, 988-9264.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Out of the timeout, Newark Valley with the ball. A little full-court pressure here from BG. Cardinals just get over the line in time. Here's Nekodovich. She's fouled as she takes it into the lane, was going for a little finger roll. Thought maybe she took an extra step there, but she'll get away with it. Get to the line. With 3:42 to go, second quarter, BG leads 21-15.
Every time the ball's dead coming out of the Newark Valley's end, they actually are in that man-to-man press, but they always go back, and it looks like they go back to that matchup zone. And it's really, I think it's messing with the guards from Newark Valley.
Nekodovich's first shot is good. So here's a talented sophomore, already well over 6 feet, I would say. And a good outside shooter, but has the height to take it inside as well. Can't get the second shot to go. So it's 21-16 with 3:35 to go in the second quarter. Cross midcourt for Thornton. Thornton finds Erica Selfridge. Now back to Thornton. BG being very deliberate, very patient.
Newark Valley switched the defender on Abby Selfridge.
So Wandell is now guarding Abby Selfridge. 10 on the shot clock. They go to Abby. Left side, she's standing right on the three-point arc, 5 on the shot clock. Let's see if she's aware. Abby gets off a screen. She's going to have to fire one up. They don't get it off in time. and a shot clock violation on BG with 3:10 to go in the second quarter. BG leading 21-16.
Real nice defense by the Cardinal on that play right there, because they got the turnover on the shot clock violation.
At the end of the first quarter, Unitego leads Odessa Montour 12-10 as Newark Valley back down the floor here. Foul going to the line is Kendra Morris, and she'll shoot two. Foul was on, Bailey Hart.
Kendra Morris just took off and beat her defender to the rim and got hit, and here's the first shot.
Ouch. First shot is no good. And so stepping to the line for her second shot will be the guard, Kendra Morris. So team foul situation, three apiece here for the Cardinals and the Bobcats. Of course, in the girls' game, they reset at the start of every quarter. 0 for 2 at the line from Morris, so an unsuccessful trip there for Newark Valley. 2:55 to go, second quarter. BG leads 21-16. Second round of the Section 4 Class C girls' sectional bracket. Taylor Parsons, left side of the floor, goes back to the top of the key now for Corey Thornton. Thornton passes inside for Abby Selfridge. Right low block for Selfridge. It was partially blocked. Rebound for the Cardinals. Now stolen back by Erica Selfridge. Selfridge finds Parsons, and they're going to pump the brakes here once again. Now back to Erica Selfridge on the right wing side. Wants the dribble drive. Works one back out for Corey Thornton. Thornton will now go to Selfridge at the top of the key. This is Abby with 15 on the shot clock. Boy, BG again just working this time.
They are definitely being really patient with the ball on offense tonight.
Now they'll go back to Corey Thornton. Top of the key, 5 on the shot clock. Erica Selfridge for a 3-ball. It's too strong. Rebound is loose. Both teams scrambling for it. It rolls out of bounds, and it's going to go back to BG. Unbelievable.
Yeah, that was like 4 different players going after the ball at that time, and I know a lot of people from BG were looking for a foul. But what do you call it on at that point? Everybody was just hustle play right there, and BG got the ball back.
Parsons will head to the bench. Bailey Hart is back in. And I'm telling you, this is more than I've seen Bob Conway coach, or sub, I should say, all season long. Inbounds pass to Abby Selfridge, misses a right-handed layup, gets it back, puts it up, and she's fouled. And she's got to be exhausted already. She's doing a ton of work on the inside, just body on body.
Yeah, she just took the ball up against probably the biggest girl on the floor right there, number 50. And, you know, she got the shot off. I'm very impressed with the strength that this young lady shows.
First foul on Gracie Gardner, number 50. Selfridge to the line. First shot is good. She's got 10.
Is Gardner the freshman?
Yes, Gardner is the freshman.
Oh,
so,
my goodness.
Again, 3 sophomores, 1 junior, and 1 freshman in this Newark Valley starting lineup. As we said, deep team and a lot of size. Selfridge goes 2 for 2. She's got 11. And it's 23-16 with 2 minutes to go before the halftime break. Stay tuned. We'll have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. Left side of the floor for the Cardinals. They leave it off Nekadovic. Ball tipped out of bounds. Going to go back to BG.
Wow. Amazing no call there. I mean, absolutely. I thought that girl got hammered going to the rim, and no call.
And it's a packed house here tonight in Bainbridge. Student section is all dressed up in their certain colors. Guys got their chest painted. It's a full-on atmosphere.
Dressed up, they don't have shirts on.
Yeah. Well, I saw the Bobcat here earlier, and some of the girls had some different pom-poms and stuff. Then I look over now, and you got the guys with their chest painted, so it's a little bit everybody.
And when that timeout happened, I wanted to tell you, one thing I was thinking about was one of the things that Coach Conway, and I'm sure he said it to the girls when it was in that timeout, is you are going to have to be strong with the ball tonight. You cannot just half-heartedly hang on to it. You better be hanging on to it, because this team from the IAC is going to go after you and go after you hard.
Erica Selfridge is at the line. There was a foul on Elizabeth Ferguson as Erica brought it up the floor against the press. Erica makes the first foul shot. She has 4 points. And second one coming. BG leads 24-16. Second shot for Erica is good. So she has 5. And it's 25-16, BG, with a minute and a half to go in the second quarter. Down the right side of the floor. Here for the Cardinals. They find themselves in a tough hole here. On the road, in sectional, second round. They'll try to another 3-ball on the right side for a BB. It's off the mark. Newark Valley will work one back out for Hannah Ferguson. Ferguson will go back to BB on the right side. BB dribble drive, little lefty floater. That one's off the mark on the baseline with 1:05 to go, second quarter. Another chance here for BB, and she'll finish this one.
Little left-handed hook right in the middle of the lane and off the glass. Good for two.
She wouldn't be denied. Third time was the charm there for the Cardinals. It's BG 25, Newark Valley 18. 50 seconds to go in the second quarter. Bounce pass to the far side now for Erica Selfridge. Selfridge works her way into the paint. Tries to bank it. No good. Second chance. This one won't fall. Abigail Selfridge the rebound. This one heads in. She's got 13.
Real nice play right there on the second rebound by Abby Selfridge to put it in the hole for two.
BG leads 27-18. 30 seconds to go. Second quarter. Left side of the floor. Nekadovich gets all the way to the rim but can't finish. Abby Selfridge with the rebound. Floats one ahead for Erica. Erica pulls it back for Abby. Shot clock is off. 20 seconds. Coach Conway screaming out he wants them to hold for one. Back to the right side for Abby Selfridge. His quarterback out on the floor here. So Abby looks over to Coach Conway. 10 seconds left. Wants to get off a screen. Abby lost control of it. Ball is loose. Newark Valley with a steal and a half-court heave, and that'll do it. They can't get the shot to go, and our halftime score is BG 27, Newark Valley 18. A physical and tough first half, but BG grinding here.
Yeah, they definitely are. I mean, one of the things that I will say, as you said it before, Nate, it is definitely a physical game, and I'll be interested to see if the referees continue with the letting them play philosophy or if it changes in the second half. Hopefully they stay with it because that's the way the girls are getting used to playing the game.
So we'll take a break. We'll come back with our Maravito Energy Products halftime report. And we'll break this game down. We'll get some out-of-town scores as well. We'll see you back here in a little bit. Again, our halftime score, the BG girls leading Newark Valley at the break, 27-18 on WCDO.
This year, switch to Maravito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Maravito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Maravito, where our people make energy different.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lowell, Tim Cutting with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. It's time now for our Maravito Energy Products Halftime Report. Remember, when you use your Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. See for yourself at Maravito. You can call them for more information at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. 27-18, BG leads Newark Valley at the half here, Tim. And BG just kind of grinded it out. And, you know, they were down by two at the end of the first, but really just getting to the basket. And as you said, waiting to get the shot that they really want.
Yeah, and what they're doing is they may not make that shot, but they're getting fouled and they're going to the line and they're making those. So that I would say is probably the difference in the half is that BG has made more foul shots, probably attempted a few more as well than Newark Valley.
Let's go through our first half scoring summary. First for Newark Valley, they are led by 6 points from McKenna Nekadovich, 5 apiece from Brianna Beebe and Hannah Ferguson, and 2 from Gracie Gardner. On the other side for BG, 13 points from Abby Selfridge, 5 apiece from Erica Selfridge and Corey Thornton, 2 apiece from Izzy Decker and Ashley Matthews. So again, BG playing without one of their starters, Macy Leisure, who went down in the third quarter, I believe, of the MAC championship down in Binghamton last Friday and is out with some sort of an injury. We don't know how serious it is yet. And we'll just have to hope the best for her. She's a junior guard, so would have next season, but if it was a more long-term injury, you hate to see any kid lose any part of their high school career to an injury like that.
Yeah, definitely, and especially one that's worked really hard all year long to get to this point where you get to that second season and it's, you know, you want to be out there because you want to help your team move on. And it is, I'm sure it's very difficult for her to sit on the sidelines.
We'll take a break. It's our Maravito Energy Products halftime report, 27-18. The BG girls on top of Newark Valley. We'll be back on WCDO.
This year, switch to Maravito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Maravito.
with our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
Heat tape for water pipes, insulated chimney systems, and stovepipe. This winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Insulation, rock salt, snow shovels, outdoor work gloves, and traction sand too. Since 1920, local folks have relied on Jessef House Building Supplies in downtown Sydney Center. Three generations of quality service to the Tri-County area. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything. Call 369-3051.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
27-18, the BG girls leading Newark Valley here at the half in Bainbridge. It's our Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Remember, you'll save with that Rewards Plus card right at the pump instantly with your Morabito Rewards Plus card. For more information, call them at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. So we'll keep an eye on the out-of-town scoreboard here. And, again, some other games going on tonight. Oneonta girls hosting Whitney Point in Class B. Tigos hosting Odessa Montour. That's the 1 versus the 9. A game we also want to keep an eye on is Newfield and Moravia. That's the 3 versus the 6, just for bracket purposes. And Delhi's out at Watkins Glen in the 7 versus the 2 matchup. And then there's all the D games tonight, including CVS is at South Courtright, Gilboa's at Downsville, Marathon's at Stamford, and Hunter Tannersville is at Franklin. So next week, if you're a local fan, the C semifinals will be at Cortland, and the D semifinals will be at SUNY Oneonta. So we'll figure out soon where we're going. We're going to take one last break. We'll come back with the start of the second half. BG girls leading 27-18. We'll be back on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Getting set for the start of the third quarter on WCDL. BG girls leading 27-18 over Newark Valley. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you tonight on WCDO. And Tim, some keys for BG. A halftime lead at home, second round of sectionals. What's Coach Conway telling his girls here in the locker room?
Offensively, I think he's telling them to continue doing what they have been doing all game long. You know, just take your time. Don't be afraid to make that extra pass. And, you know, we'll get the ball down to a few seconds before the shot clock expires, and we'll take it to the rack and get fouled. If we make it, we don't, but we still have foul shots to go with it.
And you almost hate to think this way, and I don't know if he would say this out loud, but, you know, if we burn 30 seconds and we have a 10-point lead, that's another 30 seconds. Newark Valley doesn't have the ball.
That's
and
right.
Time that they can't bring it down the other end.
Yeah, and on the other hand, I think that you're going to see Newark Valley work it inside a little bit more. I mean, they're definitely a lot larger than Bainbridge.
Yeah, again, three girls over 6 foot here for Newark Valley. So that's been a lot to contend with for BG. Start of the second half, here's Abby Selfridge with a pull-up jumper. Rattles in and out. Rebound here for Newark Valley. Wendell will rip it down. And the Cardinals now going right to left to start the third quarter. They're in the red uniforms, the black and the white trim. It's going to be a foul, I believe, here on Newark Valley. Yes, it's going to be on BB.
Going to call a moving screen on the play. And BG is in zone, too. So it's kind of, I know you screen the zone, but it just blows my mind when you get a foul on the zone.
Unitego girls leading Odessa Montour 25-17 at the half in one of the other games that I know everybody on earth has been asking what the score is.
Say it again?
Everyone on earth has been asking for that score, 25-17.
Oh, thank you. Okay, thank you.
Unitego on top of Odessa Montour. It's one of those nights where my phone is like a Christmas tree. It's lit up constantly looking for scores. So
one of those nights, it's like that all the time.
That's a good point. 27-18. Newark Valley with the ball. They'll step it back out. Nekodovic from downtown. It's short. Rebound for Matthews. She lost it, but then got it back. And BG comes away with the ball. I'm told Meg Perry has 10 points, and Haley Lucia has 8 at the half for Unitego.
Okay.
So that's two of their big guns getting off to a good start. Here's Abby Selfridge in the paint. Pull-up jumper. Got it. She's automatic from about 5-10 feet away. Straight on.
Absolutely great play. Just ran her off the baseline around the screen, and right in the middle of the key, 2 points.
6:35 to go, third quarter. 29-18 is the score. Here's Nekodovic. Cardinals will work it to Wendell on the near side. She gets into the paint, tosses up a shot, no good. But right there was the freshman, over 6 feet for sure, Gracie Gardner with the rebound and the putback.
Gracie Gardner got the rebound and put it right back. Did a really nice job, kept the ball high, which nobody else is going to get to. And 2 points.
29-20. She might be the tallest girl on the floor for sure as just a freshman. Left side for Erica Selfridge. Good move. Tries to get to the rim and does and finishes.
Nice little one-on-one setup over there on the left-hand side, and Erica beat the girl to the basket.
So BG leads 31-20, 5:50 to go, third quarter. Across midcourt now, here comes Newark Valley. They'll go into the corner for Nekodovic. Nekodovic works around, gets a little Euro step into the paint, bodies colliding. Ball out of bounds, it'll stay with the Cardinals.
Euro step.
Yeah. Well, that's
is that the Peloton, or what are you doing there,
that's
Nate?
That's the hip term for basically what I would call a travel. They get away with it.
Oh, the new move. Yeah, that is a walk.
You know,
I don't care what anybody says.
In the NBA now, they call it the Euro step.
Yeah.
So we've been working it in this year. Right here, a three-second call in Newark Valley. They even call that in the NBA from time to time. So BG will get it back. It's kind of that jump stop move.
When I played the game, if you left your feet and you didn't get rid of the ball and you came back down, you walked.
Left side of the floor for Bailey Hart. Now they go inside for Abby Selfridge, left low block. Bounce pass for Erica on the right side. Back out for Corey Thornton straight away for three. Almost rolled in. Swirled all the way around the bowl, but wouldn't go. Newark Valley with a rebound. They trail 31-20 midway through the third quarter. Here's Nekodovic, and the left-handed layup is good for the Cardinals.
Nice little play right there on the fast break off to the right wing, and then nice little cross pass to the left baseline, and good for two.
Nekodovic with a team high 8 points for the Cardinals. 4:50 to go, third quarter. 31-22 the score. BG is on top of Newark Valley. Left side for Corey Thornton, looking for options inside. Instead, we'll go to Bailey Hart at the top of the key. 10 on the shot clock. Abby Selfridge with the ball right side. Muscles her way down low. Shoots the layup. It won't go. Rebound for Newark Valley, but they'll say that Nekodovic had her foot on the line. Out of bounds, stays with the Bobcats with 4 on the shot clock as Selfridge's layup didn't hit the rim.
Yeah, it did not hit the rim, so it definitely is not a reset on that.
4.5 to go in the third. BG leads 31-22. Selfridge on the baseline will look to inbound the ball. Finds a wide open Bailey Hart, slipped through her hands. She does save it. 2 on the shot clock. Matthews tosses up a 3. It's no good. Rebound for the Cardinals. Here they come. Back up the floor with Kendra Morris. Morris pumps the brakes, goes left side now for Brianna Beebe. Beebe will go back to the left side. They'll work it inside. A turnaround shot for Gracie Gardner is no good. Erica Selfridge the rebound. Then she's fouled by Allie Wendell.
Nice rebound by Erica over on the right-hand side and started to take the ball up the side on her own and was fouled. So BG retains possession.
4:15 to go in the third, 31-22. Newark Valley coming with some man-to-man full court. Here is Abby Selfridge. Great look cross-court for Ashley Matthews. Feeds it for Bailey Hart. partially blocked there by Gracie Gardner underneath. Then we'll have a jump ball. Both teams scrambling for it here underneath. Some wrestling and scrambling there. Jump ball arrow is going to give it back to the Cardinals.
That's too bad because I would have liked to have seen that jump ball toss right there because that was probably the two smallest people on the floor right there. Those are jump balls you never see.
4:05 to go in. That's a very good point. If they used to do it that way, that would have been fun to see. Right side here for Wendell. Takes it down and scores on a coast-to-coast move.
Real nice move by number three. Sidestepped the girl that was trying to take the charge. No contact. Good for off the glass.
So Wendell is able to finish it, and it's 31-24. Cardinals are still in this game. Here's Matthews. Kicks it left side corner for Erica Selfridge. Her three is too strong. A rebound. Selfridge is whistled for the foul. Good hustle by Kendra Morris here of Newark Valley to get there first.
Yeah, that's the typical player from the IAC that you see. I'm gonna just throw this out there. She looks like she might be a soccer player, they're up there a lot. Their soccer teams, their programs are incredible. She looks like she's a soccer player. She hustles like a soccer player, and she beat Selfridge to the ball.
3:40 to go in the third. 31-24 the score. And Newark Valley will get it into the backcourt. Yeah, just that all-out hustle, you know, and not being afraid to get on the floor. That's kind of a staple of the IAC. They go to Nekadovich. She's in the paint, wants to kick it out, and does. The corner three is good here for Hannah Ferguson. She has 8 points.
Nice little play right there into the post and kick out to the right wing. Splash for three.
BG ahead 31-27 with 3:15 to go in the third. In their first round game, Newark Valley trailed Walton at the half by three, and then they came all the way back for a 20-point win in the second half. Now a steal here by the Cardinals. They have a hurt player down on the floor with 3 minutes to go in the third. Newark Valley is going to have to take an injury timeout. Injured player, I believe, is Elizabeth Ferguson. So we'll take a break. It's BG 31 at Newark Valley 27. We'll step away and be back on CDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Patriot Masonry of Otigo is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO. Patriot Masonry can handle any job, big or small, commercial, industrial, or residential, and they're your local stamped concrete specialist. Beautiful indoor or outdoor fireplaces, patios, brickwork, stairs, floors, or countertops. They can do it all. Call 287-0709. That's 287-0709. Or visit online at patriotmasonry.net. That's patriotmasonry.net. Patriot Masonry. Call 287-0709.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back. The injured player was Elizabeth Ferguson. Looks like a rolled ankle. We'll hope she's okay. And we're back underway with BG leading 31-27, just under 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Cardinals with the ball. Kendra Morris at midcourt as Newark Valley goes right to left.
BG playing man-to-man now, too.
Nekadovich will try to work it inside. Back out for Wendell. A step-in jumper is good for a two.
They get the ball down in low, and then they just look to kick it to the outside. It's really amazing because their strength is inside because they're so big.
Now a steal at midcourt here for Newark Valley and a foul on Selfridge after she had the ball taken away, I believe, yes. So 2:25 to go in the third. It's a two-point ball game. BG leads 31-29. That foul on Selfridge is her first, team second. And so that lead at the half, 27-18, has evaporated here, Tim, for the Bobcats.
Sure has, and it's all hustled by the Cardinals.
in the backcourt. Now into the front court for Newark Valley. At the top of the key, they'll work it over to the far side. Three-point line extended here for Morris. Kendra Morris wants to take it to the rim. Can't get it to go. Ball out of bounds. And is going to go to BG after a foul, it looks like. Foul is going to be on Taylor Benjamin, her second, team's second.
Wow, I didn't see that foul.
Me either.
Had to bend out front something. Not really sure what happened, but I think we have a player with some blood on him, so we got a timeout.
So Erica Selfridge over to the bench here to get a Band-Aid with 2:07 to go in the third. 31-29 is the score. We'll keep it right here. Coach Conway is doing the duties, the Band-Aid duties. So we'll hope that she's okay. Appears to be all right. So again, 2:07 to go in the third. It's 31-29. BG led 27-18 at the half, but credit to the Cardinals for fighting back into this game. And they've done a great job of limiting some of these looks here for BG.
And it's funny because with BG playing the man-to-man, I'm surprised that they're not going to the low, to the people down low, but they're kicking it outside and getting those shots outside.
And usually when someone goes man on BG, I think Coach Conway is pleased because his team just executes their offense so well. So they'll have to try to get back to what they do best. BG going left to right. They have it with Parsons, right side of the floor. Parsons will pick it up, go to Corey Thornton, left side. Thornton now finds Ashley Matthews, 10 on the shot clock. Matthews left side, back out for Thornton, down to five. Back to Matthews, dribble drive for Matthews, goes up underneath, can't get the shot to go. It was partially blocked. Nekodovic comes away. Minute and a half to go in the third. It's 31-29. Here's a three ball for the Cardinals. It's too strong, too much slice on that. Abigail Selfridge with a rebound. She's got to get back involved offensively.
Yeah, real nice rebound right there by Abby. And I was just going to say, every time they make that cut into the post area, that either Erica or Abby, they're getting doubled.
Here's Erica, takes it to the rim, no good. Matthews with the rebound, cleans it up and puts it in.
Yeah, real nice position right there by number 14. Gets the put back and the easy two.
So Matthews makes it 33-29 for BG. Straightaway three for Kendra Morris is off the front of the rim. Rebound is scooped up by Corey Thornton into the safe hands of Abigail Selfridge. So BG trying to get some breathing room. Across midcourt for Abby Selfridge, 50 seconds left, third quarter. BG ahead by four. They go to Matthews on the right side in front of her own bench. Matthews thought about a three but didn't pull the trigger. Back to Erica Selfridge, reverses left side for Corey Thornton. Thornton picks up her dribble, five on the shot clock. They go inside to Abby Selfridge. She is blocked. She was double-teamed. Valley not pleased.
As soon as Abby's getting the ball now, they're splashing another person over to double her so she can't come back the other way. Good little adjustment by the coaches, Newark Valley.
Yeah, that was a great move by head coach Schweiger and his coaching staff because she was really, you know, doing well in the first half. Anytime she was one-on-one, she does make the first foul shot here. She's got 16. BG leads 34-29. Both teams going in and out from the bench using different personnel. Selfridge settling in for the second shot. So this was all the way down to a two-point game. BG trying to build it back up. Coach Conway moving his chess pieces around as Selfridge goes two for two. She's got 17. BG leads 35-29, 30 seconds to go in the third. And they'll look to bring it back up the floor. Here's the Cardinals right side. They can play for the last shot if they want. Game clock, shot clock are almost identical. They try to take it to the rim, and it's blocked. Taylor Benjamin was blocked there by Erica Selfridge. Shot clock is off. 15 seconds left. BG with the ball. They're into their own offensive end of the floor going left to right.
Nice play by the young Selfridge. Like Amit said, block shot and then got the ball.
They go to the interior. It's kicked back out. Erica Selfridge banks in a three. She's got 10 at the end of the third quarter. A Hail Mary heave goes in and BG leads 38-29. We'll be back on the fourth with WCDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sydney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
BG girls lead 38-29 as we start the fourth quarter. Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you on CDO. Newark Valley had this down to a two-point game. But boy, Erica Selfridge banks in a three at the buzzer at the end of the third. What a lift for the Bobcats.
And just to beat the shot clock, too. I mean, it wasn't really a real great form shot. She just threw it up in the air, kissed off the glass, and in.
Here is Abby Selfridge. Top of the key goes for Erica on the left side. Erica finds Corey Thornton. Thought about a three. Newark Valley closes out. They go to Ashley Matthews. Step in jumper. Splash for Ashley Matthews.
Nice shot by Ashley Matthews. Great play by BG. Little penetration into the lane. Kick out to the left side and 2 points.
40-29. BG is on top of Newark Valley. We're told there's going to be a special ceremony at the end of this game tonight. So we'll keep you updated on that as well. At the end of the fourth quarter, a shot for Newark Valley comes up short, a rebound for BG. We don't know what the ceremony is quite yet. We have a sneaking suspicion, but we'll see.
Okay.
7:10 to go in the third. Coach Conway wouldn't even tell me earlier. Said, I don't want you to leak it on the radio. So I said, okay, Coach.
We wouldn't do that.
No.
Oh.
Pass for Corey Thornton is too far in front of her.
Ooh,
out of bounds.
No, they're saying
wow.
Tip.
Somehow BG holds on.
They're saying the number 11 tipped the ball out of bounds, so they're keeping the ball with BG.
So they say BB got a fingertip on it. Newark Valley's going to take a timeout. We will as well. 7:05 to go in the third. BG leads Newark Valley 40-29. We'll be back on CDO.
When it comes to that brand new car, we'll make sure you get the loan terms you need without a lot of driving in circles. So if you want a car loan and not the runaround, tell your dealer to finance it through SFCU. You'll get the keys to the car you've been dreaming about. SFCU Banking. Easier. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA. Visit us online for membership and loans at sfcuonline.org.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. And BG leads 40-29. They have the ball out of the timeout. Newark Valley with a steal, but unlucky there for Kendra Morris. She stole it, slipped out of her hands, out of bounds, back to BG.
Yeah, I think they reset the shot clock, and there was really no control there. So we'll see if they put it back to where it was, which I believe was under five. Nope, eight.
So they're going to put it at eight. That's where BG will have it. Officials talking with head coach for Newark Valley, Greg Schweiger.
Can't go to the replay booth.
Nope. Not in Section 4, Class C, unfortunately. Maybe someday. Inbounds pass, Erica Selfridge. Way too strong on the three. Ashley Matthews, the rebound. Tried to bank it. It won't go. Rebound for Newark Valley.
They got it. The shot they wanted. It just was a little long.
Here is Nekadovich on the left side. Update quickly from Unitigo. Spartans only lead by two, 32-30, with 2.5 to go in the third quarter. Newark Valley tries to take it to the rim here with Wandell, and she's fouled. No, ball out of bounds. It's going to go back to BG, so they say no contact there, and BG will hold on to it.
Yeah, no contact, and the ball is in BG's hands, and Newark Valley is pressing full court.
Cardinals don't have much of a choice at this point. BG will get it in. They find Abby Selfridge. Ahead now for Taylor Parsons. Parsons will give it back to Corey Thornton at the top of the key with 6:20 to go in the third. It's 40-29. Here is Ashley Matthews. Now back to Corey Thornton. Straight away three. It'll roll out of bounds. Abigail Selfridge couldn't save it. Goes back to Newark Valley.
Yeah, they've gone to like a 1-3-1 type look Newark Valley has against BG right now, and BG's not handling it very well.
Cross midcourt for Kendra Morris. Morris on the left side will reverse now to the right side. Three ball for Newark Valley is off the front of the rim. Won't go down. Nekadovich with the rebound off the miss from BB. She tosses it up. Count the bucket. She's fouled and will go to the line.
Wow.
Big bucket there for Nekadovich.
On the left side, too. Used her left hand, got hit, and the harm.
So she'll step to the line for the old-fashioned three-point play opportunity, and this could be big. This could be the momentum shifter here for the Cardinals, possibly. So Nekadovich, the shot, rattles in and out, rebound for Corey Thornton. I got to say, for giving up a lot of size, BG has done a very admirable job on the boards tonight. Back up the floor, Erica Selfridge finds Matthews over to Taylor Parsons, who finishes off.
Fantastic pass right there. Sorry, I couldn't wait to tell you. Just right quick pass, touch pass right to the basket.
Traveling call on Nekadovich. And she's not pleased, and BG will get it back. With 5.5 to go in the third quarter, Nekadovich is going to come out. Gracie Gardner will come in. 42-31 to score. Nekadovich needs this timeout as she was heated about that call.
Yeah, she could have got herself in a little bit more trouble there with the officials if she didn't come out of the game.
Taylor Parsons will lose it out of bounds. As BG was breaking the press, Cardinals will get it back with 5:25 to go in the third. Again, it's 42-31. BG is on top. Second round of the Section 4 Class C tournament. For girls basketball, winners will go on to the semifinals. Next week, it's SUNY Cortland. Newark Valley tries to toss it inside off the hands of Gracie Gardner and back to the Bobcats.
Real nice defense by number 25 right there. She's fronting the big girl. And it makes that pass so much harder, and then the defender has to be able to come up and make a great play.
Timeout taken by Coach Conway and the Bobcats. We'll be back. 5:10 to go, fourth quarter. BG leads 42-31. We'll be back on CDO.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111. Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Quick out-of-town scoreboard look. Delhi is trailing Watkins Glen 30-15 at the half. And the Unitego girls are leading 36-32 over Odessa Montour as they start the fourth quarter up at the U.
Newark Valley in a 2-2-1 press gets a turnover, and they get the ball right back and score.
They'll try a long three here straight away, and it's good to make it 42-34. Player hitting the three was Hannah Ferguson. She now has 11. BG will break the press with Abby Selfridge. She'll pass it to the far side for Corey Thornton, and now back to Selfridge. With 4.5 to go in the fourth, it's 42-34. We will have a lot more score updates for you during our postgame show. Here is Taylor Parsons' right side. We'll go back to Ashley Matthews. Steps in at the foul line. Matthews tries to bank it. It's too strong. And Newark Valley with the rebound back up the floor right side as they go right to left. Come up on 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Newark Valley is shot down low in the paint for Hannah Ferguson is no good. Ball rolls around, somehow squirts its way out, and the Cardinals hold on. Left side for Ferguson. Her three is short, too much of a line drive, and BG with the rebound.
Quite a little show we had. Ball was rolling all over the place, bouncing away, and BG comes out with it 3 minutes and 40 seconds to go.
And so BG down the floor on the right side as they go left to right. Parsons will find Corey Thornton. Thornton will go back to Parsons. Abby Selfridge with 17. Erica Selfridge with 10. Shot clock's at 5. They go down low for Ashley Matthews, and she is fouled by Brianna Beebe. With 3:35 to go on the fourth.
Yeah.
That looked all ball there.
Yeah, and I watched the call. The referee did call body. He did not call on the hands, so he did call body. He thought that she got pushed.
Student section is really getting after it here with some of these Newark Valley players, and they're responding to it a little bit here.
Yeah, they are. I didn't know if we should talk about that.
Well, we won't say exactly what's happening, but it does add to the flavor of the
game. It sure does. It sure does.
Matthews steps in at the line. Her shot is good. So Matthews now with 7, and it's 43-34 with 3.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Newark Valley with the ball, trying to pull off a comeback here in the waning minutes. They go inside. The bank shot there for Gracie Gardner is no good. Ball is into the hands of Erica Selfridge and back up the floor.
Nice rebound right there because she had the big freshman from Newark Valley right there, and Erica did a really nice job.
Time running out here for the Cardinals. Parsons on the left side. They go to Selfridge at the top of the key. Now back for Erica. Erica has it right side for Ashley Matthews now, who has played great. She's got 7 points for the Bobcats. They go to Taylor Parsons. Thought about stepping in. Thinks better of it. 5 on the shot clock. They go to Corey Thornton. Reverse layup for Thornton. Runs out of real estate. Her shot is off the mark. And back up the floor for Newark Valley. And that is Tressa Nekadovich, younger sister of McKenna Nekadovich, and she loses the ball on a travel, and it goes back to BG.
I was just going to say, that's either going to be a travel or an offensive foul. She was going to the basket. Didn't matter who was there.
Timeout taken by Newark Valley. We'll step away. 2:45 to go in the fourth. It's 43-34. BG on top of Newark Valley. We'll be back.
Need a ride? We've got your ride at Butler Auto Rental on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. Choose from our big inventory of late model, low mileage, clean rental vehicles. If you have family in from out of town, need to travel a long distance, or need wheels because your car's being repaired after an accident, Butler Auto Rental has your ride. Cars and now minivans are just $35 a day with unlimited mileage. Butler will also bill your insurance company directly if you've been in an accident. Late model, low mileage, clean auto rentals. Cars and now minivans are just $35 a day with unlimited mileage at Butler Auto Rental. Call 563-1522. That's 563-1522. Visit online at butlerautosales.com.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
2:45 to go fourth quarter. BG girls leading 43-34. Second round of the Section 4 Class C girls tournament. Live in Bainbridge tonight, last home game of the year for the Bobcats. It's a long season, but it's gone fast, too. Bobcats on the baseline. They'll look to get it in. They go to Ashley Matthews. They beat the full court pressure. They go to Abby Selfridge. Selfridge stops, slows it down, and BG's in a position where they can run a little clock here.
Yeah, they definitely are, and I'll tell you what. They had a layup if they wanted it, and they didn't. So nice discipline by the BG Bobcats.
Selfridge into the paint with a lot of contact, still buries the shot. Makes it 45-34. 2:20 to go, fourth quarter. Newark Valley takes it right to the rim. Great move by Kendra Morris, and she finishes.
Not sure what BG was doing on defense there because no one stopped the ball.
Selfridge up the left side of the floor, lost the ball, out of bounds, off the leg there of BB. It'll stay with BG. Again, 2:10 to go in the fourth. BG leads 45-36. BG will be inbounding the basketball at midcourt. Again, BG is the 4 seed. Newark Valley is the 5, so we knew this would be a good game here tonight.
Seems every time that Newark Valley gets within 2 or 3 or whatever, then BG has a little run of 2 or 4 of their own and get back to where they're at now.
Selfridge to Matthews. We'll go back to Abby. Pull-up jumper, no good. Rebound, Taylor Parsons.
Big rebound right there. Sets the shot clock again, and BG resets.
Parsons, the sophomore, has played huge minutes. The call-up from JV. Here's Ashley Matthews to the rim, and she's got it. Matthews has got 9.
Nice little play right there by Ashley Matthews. Got the ball turned and went to the hole. Nobody there.
47-36 the score. As you said earlier, just the machine of BG basketball just keeps turning these players out. Now a rebound, Erica Selfridge. She's tied up in a foul on Newark Valley with 1.5 to go. Foul is on Kendra Morris. It's going to be the team's third, her third. Again, BG leading 47-36, trying to put the icing on the cake here, maybe, for a big-time home win. Left side of the floor for Taylor Parsons. Ahead for Abby Selfridge. She slows it down. Selfridge finds Erica. Abby to Erica there. Now back up to Corey Thornton at the top of the key. Minute 20 to go in the fourth. Here is Abby, pump fake. She's fouled. And the foul is going to be on Allie Wandell. And so that'll be the fourth. Actually, they took one off the board, yeah, so this will be a third on Newark Valley. Timeout taken here by the Cardinals. With a minute 20 to go, we'll step away for 30 seconds with the score of BG 47 and Newark Valley 36. We'll be back on CDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
1:20 to go in the fourth quarter. Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you on WCDO tonight. And BG girls leading 47-36, last home game of the year. From here on out, it'll be neutral sites for the rest of the sectional tournament and into states. And as you look across Class C in Section 4, very strong bracket. It's going to be tough the rest of the way. The winner of this game will play the winner of Odessa Montour, the 9 seed, and the top seed, Unitigo. That game is close right now up at the U tonight. I'll keep you updated on that. But BG trying to get back to the semifinals. They are the defending champions from a year ago. Left side for Ashley Matthews. She had a wide open three but didn't take it. Passes to Erica.
And then she made a pass that was, ooh, that was so close to being stolen.
This time Newark Valley does steal it. 2-on-1 if they hurry. Breakaway layup is up and good for Taylor Benjamin, and now a timeout is taken here by the Cardinals with 1:01 to go. BG leads 47-38. We'll step away for 30 seconds, and we'll be back on WCDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Just another out-of-town score update. The Newfield girls are leading Moravia 32-27. That's a rematch of the IAC small school championship game. So that's the thing. If you get to the semifinals, you're going to see a lot more IAC. Looks like Watkins Glen is perhaps going to take down Delhi tonight. So you'd have Watkins Glen in the semifinals. You're going to have either Moravia or Newfield in the semifinals.
I got to believe that you're going to see, if they don't get a clean steal, they're going to foul right away to give one because they have that ability.
Bobcats get it in with Ashley Matthews, and she tosses over to Abby Selfridge. We'll have a foul with 58 seconds left.
And that was the foul I expected to have happen, and there's no shooting yet, so.
And so on the sideline will be Corey Thornton trying to inbound the basketball. So one more foul is going to put BG on the line to shoot two. BG will throw it into Taylor Parsons. Newark Valley not really coming to foul here. Matthews gets to midcourt, and she is fouled there. But Newark Valley let, you know, 5-6 seconds go off the clock.
Yeah, I don't think that was they were trying to foul there. I think she just bumped into her and made her fall. And the referee saw the disadvantage, so he blew the whistle.
This will bring Ashley Matthews to the line for BG. Again, she played JV most of the year. They brought her up before the MAC championship, and she's been a great contributor since. First shot is good. She's got 10. I mean, great athlete. She played soccer this year, played a little bit on the field, a little bit in goal, but softball is her sport. She has been on varsity for a couple of years already. Great shortstop and just a cannon of an arm. Just a great all-around athlete for BG. She goes 1-for-2 at the line here. She's got 10 points, but a rebound for Abby Selfridge. She's going to dribble it all the way back out to midcourt before she's fouled with 46 seconds to go, and now she'll head to the line.
Nice little play right there. She actually made a real good hustle play. The ball was a long rebound over here on the right side over by the BG bench, and Abby beat the girl to the ball and then just held on to it until she was fouled.
So 46.9 seconds to go. Abigail Selfridge at the line. 48-38 the score. BG on top. As we said earlier, strange to think it'll be her last game here in this gym where she's done so much between volleyball, of course, two state championships, and then BG has won five MAC championships in a row for basketball. She's got 20 points here tonight as she makes the first foul shot. Second foul shot coming. This one rattles in and out. And a timeout as Newark Valley gets the rebound. So the Cardinals trail the Bobcats 49-38. Let's keep it right here, Tim, with 45 seconds to go. We do have one out-of-town score to pass along. The Stanford girls in Class D knocked off Marathon, another IAC team, 69-52. And so that was the Stanford girls winning that ball game earlier tonight in Class D. Marathon is the only Class D IAC school left. They redid the numbers this year. So
who had that long bus trip?
Oh, boy. Well, Stanford was the home team. Stanford's the three. Marathon was the six seed. So we've seen some crazy trips, especially.
Who's playing Watkins Glen?
Watkins Glen was Delhi.
Delhi. There's a haul.
That was after Delhi earlier in the week had to go to Southern Cayuga in the opening round of the C tournament.
Southern Cayuga.
Yeah.
Unfond memories of that school.
Uh-oh. A three ball here on the left side. We'll get your story in a minute, Tim. As Brianna Beebe makes a three ball. She's got 8 points. That cuts it to 49-41. So out of the timeout, they find Beebe pretty much one pass, and she buries it with 38 seconds left. Actually, there was a foul on the inbounds. They fouled right away. Corey Thornton will walk down the floor and will shoot two. So what's your Southern Cayuga
It ended our sectional run.
That's a long way to go for a sectional game. Corey Thornton to the line, rattled in and out, wouldn't go.
And they had a young man that played for him. His name was Roger Graff. He ended up playing at Herkimer D3, and he had a breakaway dunk, and I've never heard our rowdy section so quiet in my life.
Corey Thornton's second shot is good. So Thornton now has 6 points. Newark Valley will take a timeout, 38 seconds to go. We'll stay right here again. 50-41 is the score. Yeah, that's a long drive. I mean, it's at the very kind of northern edge of Section 4. It's probably a good 35 to 40 minutes north of Cortland.
Right. I was going to say the majority of the schools
in
Section 4 are further away than the Section 3.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And it's like, and it is just way out there.
Well, a lot of people ask me, why are the C semifinals at Cortland? Why are the D's in Oneonta?
So predetermined, right?
I asked last year. They are predetermined, but they said, there's more IAC schools that are C's. We try to put it a little bit more in their direction while keeping it at a championship venue. There's more D's in Section 4 in this area.
Right.
So have it at a championship venue like SUCO in this part of the section. So it does make sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if in a perfect world, probably Binghamton is halfway, but, you know, the double A's, the A's and the B's are all down there at the arena, so it makes it tough to fit everybody in, so I get it.
What about that venue you were at just last week?
Oh, my goodness. The event center at BU is spectacular. Out of the timeout, Newark Valley is going to fire up an NBA three right away, and it rattles no good, and then a jump ball on the inbound, or the rebound, will keep it here with the Cardinals.
I went to one college game down there, and I just said, what a great place.
Yeah, beautiful facility. Cardinals will get it in left side. Ball tapped out of bounds, though, by Erica Selfridge. Stays with the Cardinals, 29 seconds left. BG with a 9-point lead, 50-41. Post-game show coming up. We'll have our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. Cardinals left side, they try a three. It was blocked by Selfridge. Matthews comes up with a loose ball, and she's fouled with 24 seconds left. Ashley Matthews will take the long walk down to the charity stripe to shoot two for BG.
Yeah, and that was interesting right there because she got pushed. There was no play at the ball. I was expecting the referee to maybe throw the intentional on there, but he didn't. Kind of goes with the theme all night long. They've let him play.
So Matthews will step in, first shot at the line, won't go. So three players in double figures, Abby Selfridge with 20, and then 10 apiece for Erica Selfridge and Ashley Matthews. Matthews' second shot, good. She's got 11. And a timeout taken by BG with 24 seconds left. Again, thanks for listening tonight on WCDOSports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU. You can go back and listen to this game or any other game anytime on our game audio archive at WCDOSports.com. That's all brought to you by SFCU. So if BG holds on with this 10-point lead, 24 seconds left, they will play on Tuesday. The time is still to be announced. Game will be out at SUNY Cortland against the winner of Unitigo and Odessa Montour. And could it be round three between the Spartans and the Bobcats? That'd be something to see.
Okay, I know Craig doesn't have you doing a lot of stuff next week, but I'm going to give you a homework assignment.
Okay.
Want to know how and why there's D in volleyball and there's C in basketball?
Well, each sport has different cutoff numbers in the state, just like football.
Okay.
Sydney's a D in football, and they're a C in other sports. So volleyball and some of those other sports have all the different cutoff numbers, and it just happened to realign a couple of years ago that BG was a D.
Huh. It just kind of threw me off. You know, I just wonder how.
Newark Valley with a bucket, and then on the inbounds pass, we'll have an intentional foul as Abby Selfridge was whacked coming back up the court with 16 seconds left.
Yeah, the referees had to call that one.
BG kind of let Newark Valley go coast to coast and have a layup there. And the layup went to Hannah Ferguson.
That's the kind of thing that, you know, out of that timeout, that's what Coach Conley said. Let him go. Just let him go. You know, we're going to let him have this point. And then all of a sudden you have a retaliation like that. That was some good.
So Abigail Selfridge at the line. This one is off the mark. Second one coming. BG leads 51-43. Some subs coming in. Corey Thornton to the bench. Erica Selfridge to the bench. Matresa Harmon, Allie Miller are in. Standing ovation for those two.
Smart, smart move right there, because I'll tell you what, you want to have him for the next one.
Abby Selfridge gets the second shot to go, and I believe she'll be coming out.
They're
now.
They're all coming out. Yep.
52-43. Unitigo's ahead 47-37 in their game. Selfridge will head to the bench, and she's getting a standing O here from the BG fans. That's the last time we'll see her on this court in a BG uniform. She's off to play Division II volleyball at Clarion in Pennsylvania next year. And we have another timeout here, believe it or not. So 16 seconds to go, fourth quarter. BG leads 52-43. Unitigo, as we said, ahead of Odessa Montour, 47-37. So
okay.
We will see BG Unitigo, it looks like,
wow.
Round three this year in the semifinals. So does that answer your question on the C's and the D's?
Yeah, I've always wondered, you know, what's
confusing.
Yeah, it is.
It used to. I feel like it used to be just across the board, your school was a C, a B.
Yep.
And now, with the way things are, they have different cutoff numbers if your school's merged.
Right, and I get it with the mergers. I get it with the mergers, obviously. But, you know, because you have to take your whole school's enrollment.
Yes.
All of them. However many are merged together.
And they kind of messed with the numbers. Take, say, football, for example. To keep the leagues together. Because as schools have started to lose enrollment, they've said, okay, we want to keep the Sydneys, the BGs, the Unitigos in football playing each other and not having Sydney have to go play somebody out in Elmira every week.
Which we appreciate.
Yes.
I mean, it's really good to see football. You know, it's our local teams.
So they have kind of strategically done it that way to break it up. 15 seconds left. We're out of the timeout. BG leading at 52-43. And in the backcourt, we'll have a foul on Newark Valley as... this will be Ropes, who is fouled here for BG, and so she'll step to the line.
Hang on to that ball, young lady.
So 10 seconds left, and Ropes will step in, waiting for her first shot. No good. So BG Unitigo round three. That's going to bring a lot of smiles to a lot of people in the area. Everyone loves that matchup.
And it's 1-1, right?
Ropes gets it to go. No. BG has won both games.
Ooh.
They won by two here, and then they won by 10 or 11 in the MAC championship. Newark Valley is fouled as they bring it back down the floor with Hannah Ferguson. Folks, I got to give a lot of credit to this Newark Valley team. Let's see, one senior on this entire team. They're going to be back.
Yeah, they'll be back, that's for sure.
And this is, I think we'll be reading the paper 2-3 years, and they'll say, you know, we brought this team up together. They took their lumps and sectionals, and they learned, and this is a team you can see make some noise.
Not to jinx anybody or anything like that, but I'll tell you, it is very, very difficult in one season to beat a team three times.
Yes, and I think that's going to be the common thread when people are talking BG Unitigo for the next 4 or 5 days. As Newark Valley goes 1-for-2 at the line here, Hannah Ferguson with 14 points. It's 53-44, 5 seconds left. Allie Miller is fouled.
He's still playing. I mean, he's got him. He's got his girls out there playing. They're still trying to do whatever they can. Yep. I mean, obviously, you know, they're down by 9 points, but they're still trying. Give them credit.
Yeah, it's one of those things. Hey, we're going to play until that horn goes off, and I admire that in a lot of ways. Miller to the line. First shot, no good. Hard to do the X's and O's game sometime against Coach Conway, and I say that because I have just great amount of respect for him. Miller goes 1 out of 2. He just always seems to find a way.
Yeah.
54-44, a half-court heave. That'll do it. BG wins 54-44. Post-game show coming up. Bobcats onto the semifinals on WCDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Your friends at Marabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Marabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Marabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Marabito Gresham work for you.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back one last time here to Bainbridge-Guilford as the BG girls defeat Newark Valley 54-44. Here is this special ceremony we're talking about. Coach Conway is out at midcourt right now. He's got Abigail Selfridge out on the court. He's saying some nice words about her. She's already in the 1,000 career point club, got there last year. And if I am correct here, and I do have some information that they sent me, this will be 1,000 career rebounds for Abby Selfridge. So probably one of the most decorated athletes, at least that I've seen and can remember in my time here in the Tri-Town area. I mean, Tim, when you look back, you know, two-time state champion of volleyball, two-time state player of the year in Class D. I mean, 5 MAC championships, 4 MVPs since her freshman year. I mean, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, I'm going to use one word. It's awesome. I mean, yeah. It's just amazing, really, that one young woman could have that much going for herself as a high school senior. You know, I mean, that's absolutely amazing. And, you know, her rebound is a huge thing. 1,000 rebounds?
1,000 rebounds.
That's amazing.
It's amazing.
And she's, I mean, she's not big.
No.
But again, we talked about it earlier. She just knows how, she's basketball smart. That's what I want to say. She knows how to use her body. She knows where to get it in position so that she can get that rebound from those bigger girls.
So Abby Selfridge, 1,000 career rebounds. Pretty amazing. Let's get into our three awards here while they wrap up this ceremony. First off, we will start with the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, of course, brought to you by NBT Bank. Putting customers first every single day, I should say, and supporting local high school sports. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. We'll go to Abby Selfridge tonight. She's our offensive player of the game. They've got a nice ball for her 1,000 career rebounds and a nice plaque. Huge night for her. She gets our offense award.
Oh, yeah, definitely. There's no doubt about it. I mean, a BG goes where the Selfridge girls goes. I mean, they run their offense to them all the time. The other girls get shots, and then they know that they're going to be in position to get those rebounds and put it back and get points.
Tim, when we do a game against someone from out of the area, we do give our three awards to our hometown team.
Okay.
So next up, we'll go with Marabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Marabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Marabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. I'd like to give that to Erica Selfridge tonight. Yes, she finishes with 10 points, but I thought a lot of steals, a lot of rebounds, and just was stellar all around.
Yeah, definitely. Really is a catalyst on the offense. You know, she kind of controls the team and is the one that's getting the ball to her big sister down in the blocks. But also on the defensive end, she had a couple blocks. And like you did say, Nate, she had a few steals.
Lastly is our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. I'd like to go with Ashley Matthews from BG. I thought she was great. Again, she came up late in the year and has really made an impact.
Yeah, I mean, that's huge. I mean, to be called up from the JV team and see this amount of time on the court is huge. I mean, like we said before, it seems like it's a factory down here in BG. They just keep bringing these girls back and back and back. So it's going to be a new reign here in Bobcat country.
Yeah, so a great win here tonight. 54-44, BG defeats Newark Valley. They will take on Unitigo, who won 51-43. So it will be Unitigo, the one seed, BG, the four seed, in the Section 4 Class C semifinals. So, Cutter, thanks a lot.
Hey, thanks a lot. Can I ask a question real quick?
Sure.
How are they won and lost twice to BG?
What do you mean?
In section seeds. How did that happen?
If you play, so it's the seeds are all based on math.
Oh.
So whoever you play during the season, you get points. So they had a bunch of wins over
Bs. Gotcha.
And BG dropped their first game of the year to a B, Vernon Verona Sherrill.
Mm-hmm.
And so just points-wise, it worked out that Unitigo racked up some more points. And it came down to, one might say, why is Unitigo 1, why is BG 4? The difference between 1 and 4 was like less than half a point. I mean, it really comes down to fractions.
That's why I like sitting next to you, because I learn so much. You know, I really do. I learn so much about what's going on in the sports and stuff, and it's just absolutely amazing that you know all this. I mean, I'm trying to stump you.
Well, you know, I get questions all day that stump me, so I get to call Ben Nelson and everybody and annoy them. So I get to find out all day, but that's going to do it for our broadcast tonight. And a big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in our CDO studios.
Thank you,
thanks again, Tim.
Yeah.
And we'll get our schedule going for next week. We'll see where we're at for the semifinals. Again, our final score here tonight, BG 54, Newark Valley 44. We'll be back, and we'll see you next week on CDO Sports.
WCDO. Saw